Welcome to the Business Miracles Podcast. I'm Heather Dominick, founder of businessmiracles.com and author of the book Different, the Highly Sensitive Leadership Revolution, found at differentthebook.com. Since 2010, I've been training highly sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders from around the globe to work less while making more impact and income by doing things differently. I'm so glad you joined me. Listen in and get ready. Get ready for a shift in the way you view yourself, your work, your life. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles podcast, episode 211, Behind the Business Miracles Curtain, part one. If you've ever been curious about what it's actually like to use intuitive discernment as an HSP stewarding a seven-figure mission, or what it's like to be a part of an HSP coach team, or even better, an HSP member of the Business Miracles community, this is one episode you want to be sure you listen to. In this episode, I'm giving you a front row seat. I'm inviting you to a recent weekly training roundtable I led as part of the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program, along with a 15-year member of the Business Miracles coach team, Lorna, where together we engage in an interview-style conversation. I so appreciated the questions that Lorna asked me. Together, Lorna and I bring you way back to the original 12-week quote-unquote business bootcamp I had created for HSP entrepreneurs over a decade ago. And we discuss how those trainings have evolved over time into what they are today. We share how, with the consistent use of intuitive discernment, our program has grown into a comprehensive leadership training curriculum with 8 different training tracks and a library full of trainings specifically created and curated for highly sensitives in business and leadership. So again, if you've ever wanted to get a peek behind the curtain, now's your chance. Let's go. Topic for today is drawing back the team curtain on how to work with all of the trainings. So Coach Lorna and I thought it would be fun to pull back the curtain and give a peek into the type of team conversations that we have every week regarding what's needed to consistently address the HSP business leader needs of this community. And in this case, specifically how to best work with the curriculum trainings. And what I'm about to say next is very important. As an act of strengthening the HSP leader skill of using intuitive discernment to make decisions, and particularly to make decisions to support being and staying in aligned action. Now, I'm emphasizing that because it's kind of like this multi-level benefit for you. I understand and I know deeply that each of us, in one way or another, were educated in traditional education systems. And those traditional education systems would go take you from A to Z. You were given exactly what to study, exactly what assignments to complete, and exactly what to expect on the test. Then you were given a grade, and you either moved on or you didn't. And I can pretty much confidently bet my life on the fraction of what you retained from that educational process. Unless you're some kind of one of those people with photographic memories and you can tell me exactly what you learned as a sophomore, in high school, in history, in quarter two.
And please, if that happens to be you, definitely let me know on the forum. Versus the opportunity to learn from trainings and from assignments while simultaneously learning, developing, and strengthening the skill of using intuitive discernment to make decisions. That's why we give you a flow of the curriculum trainings, and also you receive all the trainings all at once to both be able to pace yourself and to use intuitive discernment to not necessarily go in that order if not needed, and to be able to re-return to trainings. Because life and definitely business and definitely leadership do not work in a linear progress or process. So I thought it would be fun to have Lorna join me again and in a little bit of an interview form. Lorna, welcome.
Heather, I have all the questions about all the trainings.
Bring it on, Lorna. Bring it on.
All right. So when I joined the program in 2010, I think there were 12 trainings, and it was a 12-week program. So what was the focus of the curriculum at that time and why?
Love this question to start us off. So first of all, that was 15 years ago. And at that time, I had just learned and understood that I was a highly sensitive person. And there were elements of the program and program offerings that I provided that were still structured and shaped based on not knowing I was highly sensitive, and based on my previous training in that more traditional educational system. So that's first and foremost, because if I remember correctly, you were actually in the last cohort to go through, and let's just all really take this in, and we'll see how much has changed in 15 years. At the time, the program was called... It's such like a clash, right? You can see where I was going through a transition at the time. So it was called the Energy Rich Business Bootcamp. So it was 12 weeks, right? And 12 classes, and a lot happened in a very short amount of time. And again, I do believe that you were literally in the last cohort of the very, very last time that I offered that program in that way. Yet it was the beginning of shifting into so much that is now the Highly Sensitive Leadership Training Program. So back to your original question, the content was still, or I would say at that time, the start of the inner and outer combined approach to creating business success. So that was the energy rich part, right? Was the inner, the business bootcamp part was the outer. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. And I mean, pieces that are still so central, like the OFTU, the order form to the universe, that was definitely part of the training.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Energy management was energy management before I even understood that it was nervous system management.
Yep. So I know several years ago, those 12 trainings evolved into 7 different training tracks, like marketing leadership, relationship leadership, professional leadership, etc. So then why did we make this change?
So part of the reason why you were in the last cohort of the Energy Rich Business Bootcamp and why we no longer offer the 12-week business bootcamp is because I saw and watched and witnessed participants in the boot camp basically take in information like it was a fire hose, but not necessarily fully implementing, because there wasn't a full sense of integrating. So there wasn't enough time. It was only 12 weeks. And there wasn't the support in place beyond the 12 weeks to ensure that integration and the implementation. So I began to create additional teachings and trainings aimed specifically at what's needed for an HSP to be able to integrate and implement. So that actual change and transformation is occurring. Now, as part of that, additional trainings would be created and developed, going more nuanced, right? So both nuanced from the inner perspective, the energy and nervous system management perspective, and more nuanced from the outer action perspective. And it's that nuanced approach because as HSPs, we work best step by step through an incrementalized process. So by taking larger concepts and chunking them down into more bite-sized, both inner process approach and outer process approach, then eventually just began to suss out and make sense that it isn't all meant to be taken in all at once, right? I just had one of the newer members like express in prep questions for some private session time with me, like, what else might I be missing in the online learning center? It's like, well, you can look at it two ways. One, you're not missing anything because exactly what you need is right there for you when you need it. And if you're not sure, then ask. You can take that approach, or you can take the approach of, that would be the HSP strength approach, right? Or the HSP shadow approach, which is like, I'm missing all of it. I can't possibly do all of it. And that is true. You can't possibly do all of it. You're not meant to.
I have seen a lot of trainings and heard a lot of trainings, and just even like the continued masterful breakdown of, okay, members aren't really able to take that in and implement that. So let's like take that piece of that training, make it an entirely additional training. So really in support of, is it useful?
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate that you emphasized that point of the process that we take as a team, right? For that chunking down, again, all to support integration and implementation. And let me just really highlight here, right? Again, back to the, you can take the HSP strength approach, which is that I have access to exactly what I need when I need it. And I have access to a team to ask for support if I'm not sure. Or you can take the HSP shadow approach. And what I want to emphasize is that the shadow approach is that HSP tendency of, I'm going to gather all the information and then I'm going to work with it by myself in isolation until I can ensure that I know everything and I've got it as perfect as possible so that when I go out into the world, I won't make any mistakes. I won't have to be vulnerable. No one will be able to call me out because I'll know everything. And I've been doing this long enough. It never happens. Never, ever, ever. First of all, the HSP who takes that approach goes into overwhelm. Then they go into analysis paralysis. They get caught and stuck in perfectionism. They're not addressing the inner, so they actually never come to a place where they feel comfortable enough to be visible and vulnerable. Then they beat themselves up. They take another course. They get another certification. And they're still not taking the actions to generate the income that they ultimately really desire. And the inner growth hasn't happened. So we're not going to support that.
One thing that I really appreciate about how we have developed the programs over time is that as we have these 7 different training tracks with, you know, like 20, 25 trainings in each of them, we developed a really cool training track assessment for members to take that helps to pinpoint the focus for them that's going to make the most difference right now over the next 12 months. And so that speaks to what you've been talking about in terms of like, it's all there and we support you in going in the place that's going to make the most difference for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that track assessment is incredible, truly, because what it really acknowledges is that, again, like education and then just learning in general is not linear. It's a spiral. So you're constantly, if you are engaged in retraining, you're moving up the spiral. But by moving up that spiral, you're hitting those same pain points, the lessons that you are here to learn as an individual over and over and over again. You're just hitting them at a different point and at a different level. So that's why it's been so powerful and impactful to witness members who have stayed in the highly sensitive leadership training programs for multiple years, because that is how transformation occurs through long-term commitment. By staying in the program and in the community for multiple years, I've watched members maybe like assess right into, say, the self-care leadership track, and then 3 years later, assess back in to the self-care leadership track. And that always says to me, like, oh, like this person, right? This member, this individual is hitting that point again for themselves. It's just up. It's just moving upwards. And that is also why it's so valuable that some of the trainings remain the same and some of them shift and change and are refreshed every year.
Yeah. I know for myself, every week I engage with one of the trainings, at least one of the trainings and the training tracks. And I can't tell you how many times I've gone back to the same training and I see something that I swear wasn't there the last time I went through it, but now I'm ready. I've incorporated and implemented, integrated other pieces so that I'm able to see the next level, the next step that's going to make a difference.
Absolutely, 100%. And that has been my approach for my personal approach for myself for 30 years now. Like, I'm still listening to trainings from my teachers that literally the first time I heard them was like close to 30 years ago. It's a constant. I like to compare it to like eating food, right? Because when we're engaging with the trainings from the leadership tracks, it's nourishment. Right? It's nourishment for your heart. It's nourishment for your mind. It's nourishment for your psyche. It's nourishment for your soul. When you eat food, that's nourishment for your physical body. So I've literally never heard anyone say, well, you know, like I ate an apple when I was 20. So did that, ate an apple. Why would I eat that apple again? Why would I eat another apple? I already ate an apple. Well, because your body took in what it needed from that apple at that time. And then it took parts of that apple that were not needed, and that apple was released. And so then you eat another apple, because you need that nourishment again. And your body will take in nourishment from that apple or a apple differently when you're 25 than when you're 45. But you don't stop eating apples because you already ate that apple.
So we don't stop eating the trainings either, but we just eat one bite at a time, like an elephant.
Exactly. Why would you try to convince yourself like, oh, well, I already worked with that training. Really? Again, unless you're some kind of like super amazing, like education ingesting genius that you can listen to something just once or read something just once, and then you retain every single word and every single element, please tag me on the forum.
Yeah. And also implement it too. Let's not forget that. Yes.
Right. It's like we're wired to defend against change. So you have to continuously ingest and digest retraining. Choice, action, choice, action, choice, action, from understanding to knowing, right? Anytime I hear from an HSP in the community, I already did that. It's like, well, I'm not seeing different behavior. So that says to me, you did it, but it's gotten logged at the understanding level, not at the embodied knowing level.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of this Business Miracles podcast episode and for beginning to dip your toe into the journey of highly sensitive leadership training. If you are ready to truly use your sensitivities as strengths in all parts of your work and life, I invite you to connect for a one-on-one chat. You will experience being deeply listened to, and together we'll get a sense of whether the highly sensitive leadership training programs are the best next step for you and your highly sensitive journey at this time. Just go to www.claritycall.com to schedule a conversation. We so look forward to connecting with you. Talk to you soon.